This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, when the employment report comes out this morning, economists will be looking to see how many jobs were created in manufacturing. Now, when I think manufacturing jobs, I think hard-headed steel workers. But a big part of the growth in the country's manufacturing base is actually in plastics. From WCPN in Cleveland, Brian Bull reports.
At Venture Plastics in Newton Falls, Ohio, sales VP Brian Osborne points out plastic components being made for cars.
These parts go on the interior vehicle. They're down near the sides of your seat.
Half of a new car is plastic. That's 400 pounds of material, 20 times more than the amount used 50 years ago.
In fact, all your chrome parts on a vehicle are actually plastic parts that get chromed. They're not metal.
In 2009, roughly 8.5 million cars were made in the U.S. But with the recession's effects easing up, Osborne projects almost double that amount will be made next year. Plastics aren't the only material seeing a bump, and the increases aren't just happening in the automotive sector. Ohio Aluminum Industries in Cleveland makes parts of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and the Airbus A380. VP of Sales, Steve Swarthout.
Basically, Boeing and Airbus can't build planes fast enough.
Aerospace has also boosted titanium. It's as light as aluminum and as strong as steel. The International Titanium Association says after the recession, there's been a spike in orders for airframes, among other things.
We're optimistic that with continuation of the aviation, medical, petrochemical markets, that we'll continue to have slight increases.
At GNS Titanium in Wooster, Ohio, company president Mitch Bowers roams his plant in a golf cart. GNS makes a variety of products, ranging from springs and fasteners for the Airbus to shrapnel used in Sidewinder missiles. Looking forward, Bowers says there's room to grow.
When we bought the land out here, we projected to put in enough space to double the company.
Bowers says business has improved enough that he's brought back 4 of the 10 people his company laid off a few years ago. In Wooster, Ohio, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.